Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Feedback and Insights, Shir number 144. This shir is extremely important. There's so many misconceptions about it, and we need to break those misconceptions and realize the value of it when used properly. And we're going to title the shir, If There Is No Discipline, There Is No Love. And I'm going to explain that, because when we use the word discipline, with many of us, we're triggered in a very negative way. Because we think sometimes of an over-demanding teacher, or an angry Rebbe, or a controlling parent. And we say, that's what discipline is. But we have to put that aside. That's not what discipline is. Think of discipline, for example, when an athlete who wants to be an athlete freely chooses, they choose to bring out the best out of themselves, himself and herself, to be the best athlete. And that requires discipline. Discipline, you read stories, for example, Michael Jordan, the famous basketball player, one of the best, or maybe even the best basketball player, how he disciplined himself. Spent 3 hours, like from 3 a.m. and practicing his shots and so on and so forth. So no one can give us discipline. No one can make us disciplined. It's a gift that we give ourselves. So we need to remember that. We may have been turned off by sometimes a parent, a teacher, a Rebbe, or even friends misusing it. Or maybe, you know, you're resisting it, even if it was told to you in a healthy way. But we thrive on that discipline. We need it for ourselves. We have to give it to ourselves. It's a matana. It's a matana. It increases enjoyment. It does not decrease it, as we're going to explain. Every aspect of a human person thrives on a healthy discipline. Relationships, including marriage, thrive on a discipline. That is the price that life demands for simcha. You want to have a simcha sachaim, you want to enjoy life, you want to enjoy your husband and your wife to their utmost, you want to enjoy even in the bedroom sexually the most, you need a degree of healthy discipline. This is lasting happiness. You cannot be happy over any sustained period of time without healthy discipline. It leads us to fulfill our lives fully, both physically, emotionally, intellectually, and spiritually. So as an example, when we eat well, when we exercise often, when we sleep regularly, all of these things requiring that healthy discipline, what happens? We feel more fully alive physically. We feel a lot better. When we love and we give priority to the significant relationships of our lives, we give of ourselves to help others in their journey in life, especially we give of ourselves emotionally to our own husbands, our own wives, we feel more fully alive emotionally ourselves. When we discipline ourselves to read a good book, to learn a good sefer, to finish a Perek Mishnayis, a Masechta of Mishnayis, and so on, a Masechta and Gemara, a sefer, we expand our vision of ourselves and the vision of our world, and we feel more alive intellectually, and we feel more connected to Hashem. When we daven, when we pray, which requires discipline, to discipline ourselves to talk to Hashem in an open way, in an honest way, to learn how to have kavana in Chazaras Hashatz, to understand the meaning of the words. That's discipline, healthy discipline. And we experience life more fully that way, spiritually. So every life-giving endeavor, including the life-giving endeavor of having a healthy, beautiful marriage with a lot of pleasure, physical pleasure, emotional pleasure, spiritual pleasure, requires discipline. To eat well requires discipline. To exercise regularly requires discipline. To think of the other person's needs before our own wants. To think of our own wives and husband's needs before our own requires discipline. We do not happen accidentally upon the activities that help us to become the best versions of ourselves. We have to choose those activities. And the choosing of those activities and committing to follow through with them, that is discipline. We need it. So when you ask yourself, are you alive? Are you thriving or are you just surviving? When you embrace a life of healthy discipline, then you're thriving. Discipline does not mean that you deny your pleasures. When you're hungry, you eat. When there's a need for physical intimacy, a husband and wife gives to each other, let them enjoy it. That's fine. But you need that healthy discipline to awaken us from that hedonistic, this total, this overindulgent concept of our modern popular culture, which will bring us down. While if we discipline ourselves, it refines us. It doesn't enslave us. It doesn't stifle us if we do it the right way. It sets us free. It sharpens our senses. It allows us to feel the tastes of life experience in the most beautiful way. Whether these experiences are physical, emotional, intellectual, or spiritual, the discipline elevates them to the ultimate expression. Simply put, in one of the aspects of marriage, the physical sexual aspect, the taharas hamishpacha kept in the nida period, the respect and love and care and concern and discipline that you express in all areas of your life will make your sexual intimate life more passionate, more pleasurable. Simply put, a man holds back and trains himself to hold back in the bedroom and wait and discipline himself to do so, to give to his wife more, will not just be more pleasurable for one's wife, but it'll increase the man's own pleasure in an extremely satisfying way, that they are holding back and giving that pleasure. And ultimately, when they experience it themselves, it'll be much more fulfilling. That's just one example, but there's so many others. That's how we become the best version of ourselves. Life-giving discipline. We have to stop looking at it as a poison word. It's not. People misuse it, yes, by being controlling, by using it negatively, by letting your bad moods influence as a parent, teacher, Rebbe, or as a friend. So that's the negative way of discipline. But the healthy idea of this discipline gives us freedom. The true freedom, this is what we've hard to understand. No one's a ben chayrin free as someone who's Isaac b'tayra. Now, when someone is Isaac b'tayra, he lives in the Torah life, it seems like they're narrowing themselves. It seems like it's holding themselves back, but it's true freedom. All great men, all great women know the value of delayed gratification. Delayed gratification. That doesn't mean you won't experience the gratification. You will. It won't. So to talk, because people have a hard time understanding how discipline can enhance a physical sexual relationship, you will have that gratification. The delayed does not make it less. The delayed makes it that when it happens, it's more. And that goes with all types of delayed gratification. Our manhigim, our leaders, our role models, knew how to embrace discipline in a healthy way. It's a challenge in our life, especially in our culture that we live in, to learn how to discipline ourselves in a healthy way. The Yetzer may go overboard with some personalities to fast, crazy fasts, or maybe even fast bahab when really your body's not ready for that and it will hurt you. So we're not talking about self-mortification, rolling in snow and doing extreme things. It just means delaying it in a healthy way. Because if we don't do that, then we become enslaved and imprisoned by our own whims and our own cravings and addictions, our attachments. And we have this adolescent notion, childish notion, but even adolescent notion, that freedom means I could do whatever I want, whenever I want, to whoever I want, where no authority could interfere. But that's insanity. Freedom is not the ability to do whatever you want. Freedom is the strength of character that you develop in yourself to do what is good, to do what is true, to do what is noble, to do what is right. Freedom is the ability to choose and to celebrate, to become the best version of yourself in every given moment. You cannot have freedom without discipline. It's impossible. Love is the essence of life, yes. Love is life's greatest joy, greatest lesson. And we busy ourselves with so many things. But to love yourself in the real way, the true ahava that you should have for yourself that's healthy, is, and to love your others, is to strive to become the best version of yourself. To love others is to encourage them and to assist them to become the best versions of themselves. And to love Hashem by becoming all though that you were created to be. You want to love Hashem, b'haftes Hashem alekechab, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol moidecha. That means to take your chol nafshecha, chol moidecha, to take your whole soul and your whole heart and your whole possessions and your whole emotions, and be using that Hashem gave you to become the best version of yourself. That's how you experience, that's how you love Hashem. You love Him by becoming what He wants you to become, the best you could possibly be. In order to love properly, you need to be free. To give yourself of somebody freely, unconditionally, without reservation. That takes discipline. You have to control yourself. Kamaicha, v'hafta l'riacha, kamaicha. Love like you love yourself. And to love yourself is to give yourself the freedom of healthy discipline to choose to have self-mastery, self-control. Otherwise, we're not capable of love. We're not able to. We're not free. We don't own ourselves. So how can we love others if we have that problem? And we sometimes think we can be happy without this discipline. We cannot be happy without this discipline. And this is why Americans spend $30 billion a year, often these days, something like that, for diet products. And most diets mean simply that in ourselves we need a little more discipline. But we don't want discipline. I'm talking to myself, by the way, as I'm saying this, so don't think Chalila is condescending, because I'm putting myself in that, receiving this Musser. And we always want someone to tell us you can be happy and healthy without discipline. And we'll pay any money. If you have the money, you'll pay it. A lot of wealthy people that have money say, I'll pay it to get me to be thin, to be happy, to be fit. And if we take this little pill, and then we can eat whatever we want, whenever we want, and still look like, you know, beautifully physically. It's a myth. It's a myth. The idea that we could become happy without discipline is a lie, is a myth, is an illusion. And we know that. We really, truly know that deep in ourselves. Don't let the fact that in your childhood or adolescence, or even as an adult, people use the discipline, quote unquote, to be controlling, to be angry, to be nasty, to wave their finger at you. Don't let that negative aspect of discipline hold you back from trying to acquire healthy discipline, best version of ourselves discipline. So example is a diet, which I know I need to work on, also watching what I eat. The disciplined way of eating that helps fuel the body to bring it to its maximum performance. I was in Eretz Yisrael recently. I met an older man. He's retired. He's probably in his late 60s. And he started, he comes to Eretz Yisrael. He's, you know, Baruch Hashem, he's able to do it for Yamim Tovim and often. And he wasn't walking. And once he came to Eretz Yisrael, he walked everywhere. And he has a discipline of what he does. And now he feels healthier than ever because of his discipline of walking. And he says he doesn't understand the young people. They need, in a bungalow colony, to drive to the pool, to drive to shul. It's only 5 minutes away. And it's a mentality, but walk, and that discipline, and that makes them healthier and happier. That's what happened to this yid that I met. That's extremely Baruch Hashem in good health. Of course, it's Seyat Shema Yedavin, but it's also the discipline, the bechira that he had to take care of himself. So this is the idea. If it's driven by whims and cravings and lusting after pleasure, you will not experience true love. You will not experience that pleasure. It'll be very fleeting, and we'll be slaves to it. We cannot be slaves to pleasure. If never believe a promise from a man or a woman who has no discipline. Discipline is freedom. Yes, you could use discipline to be controlling and to be negative. Eino chanami, that is true. But we need healthy discipline in our lives. And as a couple, as a married couple, to decide together how we eat, how we exercise, how we spend our free time, how much sleep we get, how to handle our finances, all require discipline. Our sexuality. Yes, to be free in the bedroom and open and giving, but with a respect and with understanding of healthy borders. And that creates that the sexual experience is extremely meaningful. The way you raise your children, the way you share in your ruchnius with each other. If you want your primary relationship with your husband and wife to thrive and not just to survive, healthy discipline. You want a successful relationship, healthy discipline. Of course, connected with love. But if there's no discipline, there is no love. This is such an important subject. And discipline has such a bad name these days. Because it's like the wagging the finger. You can't do this, you can't do that. And there are people that are like that, that try to make your life miserable by saying, metunish dus, metunish diens, and a machmer overboard. But the truth be told is if it's done with a health in a healthy way, when you want to enhance your life by creating that self-discipline, again, delayed gratification does not mean that it kills it. It enhances it. You will have that gratification and it will be meaningful. But we need that discipline in our lives in a healthy, loving way. Bracha and Hatzlacha.